This is Channel 2, right? Channel 2, right? And this is the remarkable conversation on the party line we heard on Monday night before Miss Daisy came for her visit Tuesday morning. And this is the basis of that talk. It gave us the direction. This is Channel 2, right? This is Channel 2, right? And this is the talk between Anna and Liza Brown that Monday night, the 22nd of March 1971, before Miss Daisy's visit on Tuesday morning. Now this is Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right, beginning of, I'm transferring now the conversation between Anna and Liza Brown from the telephone tape of Monday night, the 22nd of March, 1971, to Miss Liza's tape, to Miss Daisy's tape, to Miss Daisy's tape. And this is Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right, and the beginning of this tape, a long talk on the party line on Monday night before Miss Daisy's visit on Tuesday morning.
Call it Charlie, Ride when we passed the church, the light was in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah,
And I called Anna first.
Yeah.
So they left the light on the bathroom last night,
yeah.
See, in the daytime, if somebody don't pass in the nighttime,
yeah.
They cut it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's about night when y'all left.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we pay attention to it.
Yeah, I just sitting up here looking at laughing. They're so crazy.
On Channel 2.
Mm-hmm.
But we ain't 10 hours on. Jake, I'm going out of that kitchen turning TV.
Sure enough.
Huh?
Where Mr. Jake going to bed?
No, he ain't washing dishes.
Oh. you give him a job, eh?
Yeah, they wash the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
So if I cook, he wash the dishes. He cook, I wash the dishes.
Yeah. Old silly dilly, he went on home.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, what was he?
Drunk.
I knew he was drunk. That's why I wanted Jake to go talk with him.
Mm-hmm.
What he was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to bring that up about hitting Susie.
Mm-hmm. He might have was.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was talking out there asking me a whole lot of questions. I told him I was busy looking at television. I said, because I don't want nobody to say nothing to me when I'm looking at television.
Well, what, he was asking you some questions about that?
Huh?
What, he was asking you questions about that?
Asking me about that Hattie.
Oh, asking you about that Hattie.
Mm-hmm. And then talking about he going next weekend. I told him, Hattie don't want you there. I said,
oh, he ain't going.
No, he ain't going, because he ain't got nothing.
I would have told him, Hattie don't want him there. I said, yeah, if I were you, I wouldn't go see Bob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going. I said, that's your business then if you're going. Because Hattie done said before that.
Oh, you know, Mrs.
That Hattie's sick.
You know,
she says she's sick and she don't want to be bothered. You know, last time he was there, Hattie had to call the police to him.
Yeah.
He carried and ripped red and teared on, so. Told her he'd kill her if he, huh?
The cat was telling me that.
Mm-hmm. Told her he'd kill her if he called the police.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's nasty.
I know he's nasty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just don't quit saying anything to him, because if he started me again, I know what to do for him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So he.
That's why I told Jake, I wanted Jake to go on in there to see what he was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to blow up my top.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he might not going to say nothing to Jake.
Well, he might have wanted to borrow some money from him. When he get to drinking, you know, he got a big mind.
Yeah, that's about where he want to borrow some money. I talk like he did that night when he come in there and speak.
Mm-hmm.
And come in there and talk about so-and-so going to try to be so nice and call Jake out on the back to talk with him.
Yeah.
He do all the while he get to drink, you know, and get all those people that want to show out, you know.
Yeah, that's right. He's good at that.
Mm-hmm. I thought he clowned after we left.
Huh?
He come there. He come there and asked me. He said, I said, where's Jake? I said, you only out to him.
Mm-hmm.
Asked me, could he speak to Jake?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He asked me, could I speak to Jake?
Yeah.
I said, what'd you say?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him again. He said, oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And walked him back in. If he had to say that again, I was going to tell him something right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard him.
Yeah, could I ask him, could he speak to Jake?
Being sarcastic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he don't know. I'm his teeth. And then I have his equipment right with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Take his money and go drive by liquor with it. And
mm-hmm.
ain't nothing here in the house to eat. The
books, the ice boxes
just as bare as the candy.
I don't blame you. I let it stay like that.
Sure gonna stay like that.
Look, see now, he didn't give you no money. This is where I left him. Okay now, he's gonna play that again because he's just as much nice he did when he was giving you the money.
Yeah, he gonna play it again because he said he meant to do it.
Well, okay.
After I told Mr. Fred to not let him have nothing down there.
I have to do that,
Miss Liza, because that bill was $68.
I don't care one but $15 around You ain't got no business paying no money.
No, I ain't going to pay all that money out.
You ain't got the right to pay as much as they do. Because why? You cooking it. And that man looking right at you for that money.
Sure, yeah. But
you got him running up, that's you.
I'll fix him next week. He can't get nothing next month. Can't get nothing down there now. Just because it's $60 now. With what we owed Mr. Fred. Owed Mr. Fred $20.
Well, I guess y'all do for me and blood thick and water anyway. But I'll tell you one thing. My brother come to me once. Yoni Volatidia, my oldest brother. Him and his wife had separated. Well, he had to go to the hospital. He went to the hospital.
Yeah.
So when he come out of the hospital, he had my girlfriend. See? So I was waking. So you know what I did? When he come out of the hospital, I told him he could come to the house and stay. But now when he get up, where he could get around.
Yeah.
Well, he been carrying his money, he had to go there.
He got to go, that's
he
right.
He got to go there. Because, you see, he wasn't going to make it bad in my home.
Because
when he quit his wife, he was running around with this woman and the other woman. And so I told him, so sure enough, this girl was nice to him. She took care of him and everything there in my house.
Yeah.
And he bought his toothpaste and everything.
Well, I'm a dog.
Now, she did that now. I'll give him that. Well, she loved him, but he didn't care much about her. The one that he was crazy about, she ain't did nothing to him.
Yeah.
And so, sure enough, when she got away, he could walk around her. She cooked and washed and everything for him.
Yeah.
And then when he got up, where he could work and get around good sure enough, that nigga went and married a woman he got now.
Sure enough. Ain't that awful? Poor girl, they do them like that. They do them just like that.
So I just told him, I said, well, one thing about it, I said, you my brother true enough. I said, but now, you can help yourself and you going to help yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
I just told him straight and plain. I said, you going to help yourself. So you see, I meant it. So that's what he did.
I'm going to pull the line in, too. You wait.
Because you got to put the foot down, because now he's coming there. Going there, I went back there, and I told him, I said, Jack, come on, team. Man, I'll be the man. I went back there. He just popped his dick. I don't want him to wash his hand or not.
No, he do that all the time.
Right out the street.
And then come and eat out the plate, eat out the box.
Drunk.
If I say anything, well, he'll have a fit. Nasty and all that stuff. I'm glad I done ate my supper. Yes, sorry.
So I thought it was gonna clown and he jig off now. He might clown it out or not. I said when I get everything straight I'm gonna call him. So I had to call on one of the ladies I worked for when I come back to work. She had been here looking for me.
Oh yeah.
And wasn't wearing me a cover. But I couldn't get her about her mother.
Well, he was in there squawking at me about something, and I told him I was sorry. I didn't hear him. I was looking at television. I said, because it's time for my programs to come on. I sell that right now.
Well, he didn't say no more, didn't he?
He went out cussing Carrie out, but I didn't hear it.
Well, cussing Carrie? Oh, how do you want to cuss up?
We ain't got no sense. Talking about going to... I just got through. I told him that all this long time had it been sick and you just going to see Potter. I said, had it been sick and she is now and ain't nobody went to see Potter.
And
she holds that against us, you know. And I told her, I said, well, had I been sick right along with you, I said, I've been just as sick as you are. And I said, the others could have come to see you. I said, but I wasn't able. Even when I was in West Palm Beach, I wasn't able to go.
Mm-hmm.
I had it was sick, and I wrote Kara to go see about it, and they ain't went nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Hattie holds that against him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he going, I know what his point is. He had it sick, and he going to run home and think Hattie going to leave him something, but Hattie ain't going to leave him nothing. Because Hattie done said she going to leave her place to the estate and let the estate bury her, and then they can do what they want to do. And she say that all the time. Then she told me when she was here that she would leave me her home, but she was scared Carrie and Arthur wouldn't let me live in it.
Well, not okay. But I don't fault her for that,
now. No, I don't fault her, no.
No, I don't fault. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
So it look like to me, I don't know, it's just my idea now, because Jake done got it in by a thing that a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
But it look like to me, I guess because you is like you is, but it look like to me, they all wants to boss you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they do boss you to a certain
extent. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? I just tell you, I hope my temper don't be like that if I ever get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I hear y'all talking about how I had it.
Mm-hmm. That's how come I want to get away from around them.
I hear y'all talking about how I had it, but I'm like Miss Hattie.
Mm-hmm.
I can put up with that mess.
She's fine. She's nice. She's fine.
Because she
helped me a lot, you know. She helped me, but she get them habits on.
Yeah, but I just couldn't put up with that mess that you put up with.
Mm-hmm.
All that old nasty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't only expect the people. You'll never get a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Nobody
never
come
will.
They
he
and
went.
You
he
just can't get common people to come right there and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your, he don't want to stop him.
That's right.
To see you,
uh-huh. He went to the bar.
Did you ever try
mm-hmm.
to come to the door?
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to pull the door, and he was pushing the door.
Mm-hmm.
And, she couldn't see him through the door, and he couldn't see
mm-hmm.
us through the door.
Mm-hmm.
So the door ain't got no glass.
No, you heard it.
I hear what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah. Went on back to the house cussing.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn, they all got to be out there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This and that and the other. Goddamn, this and the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, that don't make sense.
Well,
you know, see, a lot of times,
mm-hmm.
now the way I feel about it, I guess I feel because I don't drink it.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
never have.
Yeah,
because
that's right.
I tried what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean has been drink, you
mm-hmm.
know, like
sure.
I think a person that's be doing that,
mm-hmm.
they have enough in them, and the things they want to do, and that's the way to get chance to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're drunk.
Yeah, that's right, sure.
But I light on
mm-hmm.
one of them tail and thunder on his head just as hard as he's playing
mm-hmm.
drunk, see what he
said. See, he done went over there to the bar and told them men over there that he didn't want nobody coming
yeah,
over
he
here to see me. And every time he come to the house, Buddy be in my room. Buddy
yeah,
said,
yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
right.
But
well,
Buddy come and told me that. And Buddy
well,
said, well, she
why.
Called
mm-hmm.
me. Buddy said, I don't go in her room unless she called me.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't ever said nothing to me. But if he says something to me, I'm going to tell him right off, right now. Because
well,
he ain't got nothing to do with me.
Well, now, that's why he don't come there as much as he do.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I know.
The reason.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't a dog all that much as a reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason again, and the dog could be something too.
Mm-hmm.
But after he done put it out quite naturally, if the dog do that, people going to look around
mm-hmm.
and know that
yeah.
you mean it.
Yeah, that's
okay.
right.
But
mm-hmm.
now he ain't got no business speaking that no way,
mm-mm.
so you know people could think any kind of
any
way.
Any kind of way, that's
any
right.
Kind of
anything,
that.
Mm-hmm. That's
well,
right.
He had that long time ago, he was liking his mama.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he
heard
that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. I heard that in West Palm Beach.
Okay.
Where he stay? Over there in the lady's house with Miss Laura. When Miss
mm-hmm.
Laura doing Miss Laura's lifetime,
mm-hmm.
she used to come up here quite often, you know, to see Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd go back, and when she come back, she went to the house to see me, she told me that that's what the people was down
well,
here saying.
That's what everybody was
mm-hmm.
saying. It must be true.
Say he was going with Carrie, because Carrie was always behind him and
mm-hmm.
all that kind of
mm-hmm.
people going to say things like that,
that's
you know, sure. Mm-hmm.
Like
that's how come I tell her all the time. Leave him alone. Let him do what he want to do. You ain't, you can't boss him, and then you can't be no companion for him.
That's
and,
right.
oh, she cusses me out.
That's right. And that's
you know, all the time,
about.
If she hear a noise, is that my boy? I said, well, you get up and go out there and see.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your boy? I said, because I ain't even looking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then he ought to mind how he speak to
that's right. That's right. Sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't bother to go there to see
well,
him.
Well,
now, the way he tells on some, he don't even think about women's coming to
see him. Mm-hmm. If he ever say anything, I'm going to get him told. That's right, because he ain't got...
Them people had to send me somewhere. Either I have to go somewhere. I'm going to go out there to... go back out there and, Tuscarora back there somewhere.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Miss Bessie been trying to get me to come up there with her.
Well, why ain't you there? If she'll do for that, that is, I hadn't give that a thought.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she been wanting me to come up there and stay with me. Because she know how it is. Because she and Liza done went through the same thing. And Miss Bessie and Miss Daisy and all of them know.
Well, now, you know, I never had to give that a phone. That would have been nice if you were.
Yeah,
well, she still got room there since Liza been in it.
Huh?
She got room there while Liza been in it.
Yeah, she had 3 bedrooms.
Well, that'll be nice, and I will let the Seattle and put you... Oh, gosh. I'll leave that. Ooh,
yeah,
no.
But
I have to go away.
She's sick herself, you know. So.
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah, she's not doing good.
Well, I'm sick, you sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to be sick or good here.
Yeah. Well, Miss Bessie always used to be after me about come stay with her, because she always wants some... Young and around her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I never had to get out, so then you'd be right up that side of the road and sit on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Now, just like when I first come out of Burma.
Yeah.
Well, I don't go out find a new story now more than I did.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was thrown away.
Yeah.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Burma has such a bad name about
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
And the next thing about it, I used to hear people say, you know, they get to talking
yeah.
about
mm-hmm.
respectable people. Well, Lily's boy.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, now, really, people say, because the
yeah.
white people told me, say, Liza, if I didn't know you and your husband before y'all bought the year, I'd
mm-hmm.
never let y'all bought the year.
You're a lot of clear. Mm-hmm.
She said, anybody got any respect to themselves don't live in boys.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about...
back down east there.
Yeah.
With y'all ain't
how about
people.
All them other people that think something of themselves and they out of me and less than them.
Well, they up on the front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. Tom and them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, it's better than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say now. It wasn't respectable people down in here.
Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
you know Mr. Tom and Bessie
mm-hmm.
and... Well, come on, there ain't no better than nobody else. But
no.
what I mean, they want to do is to
yeah,
like
I
it.
Understand you.
See,
because mm-hmm.
all of us do things, but when you get to a place... You public your business up and down the street, cursing and going on,
mm-hmm.
and ain't got no respect from nobody.
That's right.
Now,
sure.
that's what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about.
You right. That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But now, it's all of us are boosting.
Mm-hmm.
But now, we can't hide from God, but we could have respect for ourselves
yeah.
and for other people.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. right. Sure.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So now you know those people. We talking about they'll drink and do anything else, just like anybody else. But
mm-hmm.
still, they got a stopping point.
Yeah, that's right.
And
sure.
then they got respect.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
And you don't hear about so loud cussing and
no.
Mm-hmm. And in this place, mine is better than you.
Sure, no.
Ooh, this place is 1,009 bucks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this place is cold. Honey, all the time in front of my door, you wouldn't be nothing but a bathroom.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have to.
When the women get drunk, they see
mm-hmm.
them
yeah. Mm-hmm. Man. And then when it dry out, it smells so bad.
Ooh, yeah, and then that was a honky-tonky right on across the street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday night, Fridays and Saturdays,
mm-hmm.
you better not to back your car up to y'all.
Well, I have
to. There wasn't no place to back it up.
Wasn't no place. Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
The garden had the street covered.
Yeah, and that when we park on the car,
mm-hmm.
when we back out,
yeah.
the car was there. I had to talk about going down on the back and doing getting later where I wake up on over to come up here.
Mm-hmm.
See, could they move their car to my drive?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? I couldn't get out.
Couldn't get out. That's
but
right. But they ain't got no business parking in your driveway.
They don't care if they park right in the middle.
Mm-hmm. They ain't got no business parking across it.
Well, you can get out here inside the pass speed.
Mm-hmm.
Though. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They put a ticket on the cars in West Palm Beach if they park it in across the parkway.
Well, they'll
mm-hmm.
do it anyway.
Across the driveway.
Guys out in the woods in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone do something out there, they ain't going to call the police. Cause
mm-hmm.
why? We've been knowing one another all the time. And you mad my
yeah.
baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We went to school together and all that.
Yeah, all that
kind
of stuff.
People don't tell them about it. They were like Lisa.
Because
when I was living in Fort Lauderdale, where I was living, it was zoned. If you couldn't buy you a home and live there, you couldn't put no house out there.
Out there, that's right.
And then the next place about it, if you got a home out there and you store in the peace, and two or three people could go down and sign for you, if you know you had to sell your home or you were straighten up or move.
Yeah.
Hit the zone where you was living in. This is the first place I ever come to. You could stay in one block and build a juke in the next block.
I never knew that. Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, everybody got their own choice about where to live.
But I just like that, and I talking about, like I was showing me, talking to do about his sister. So his sister kind of like me, nervous, you know, and can't stand nothing, you see. And he said himself, he said, well, it's just people being like that. So when a person ain't used to nothing, quite naturally wake up when they knew.
That's right, sure.
You see, I wasn't used to that. And that's what ailed my nerves now, you see. Because when my husband passed, I told you about it, I had a little night nervous breakdown. Well, you see, from then on, so much of drinking, this cursing and like that, oh man, sure. Like you is that right here? My Jake drinks, but my crashing and go, oh, boy. All that cussing you got to put up there with.
I'm telling you, it's a wonder I had.
It's
a wonder I had nervous breakdown before now.
And then people want to come to see you because Burnett said himself. So he'll like to come and sit and talk with you, because he don't have no place to go to. Like to come and sit and talk with you, but just on the count of that.
Well, it was different when Burnett used to come here before, because we'd sit down, and because when I got sick, you know, I put my television out in the room, and he used to come and sit in the room, and we'd clown and cut the food and look at television, and tell he get ready to go. So now is every time he come, it's something. He told her last time he was here. He said, "How come every time I come here, you run out?" You run out here, and she couldn't. Something come up when she was talking, and when you know the thing, she done got up and bounced out here in the chair. He said, "Where you going?"
he liked to tease her.
You know, he liked to tease her, but he means it, you know.
He tells her, Bob, tell her, joke you week.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it like that? And it ain't her, it's him.
Sure.
But if he like that, just like this other fellow we was talking about this while ago, he'll come and do more, and he'll come more regularly.
Yeah.
But just what was spoken, just on the way they do, he spoke about that. Now, he didn't spoke to me about it, he spoke to somebody else.
Yeah.
He said that fella put your business in the street and make people think something in it.
That's right.
And if you know anything, you put your business in the street and make a person think something in it.
About like when you told Buddy, told him over there that every time he turned around, Buddy is here in my room, but he ain't got nothing to do with that. And that makes news get out. But people, somebody else will go right on and tell it.
He said if you want to know something, say go down there and talk. I told you, I said, ain't on telling. I said, like, she done talk going, ain't on telling. We had to be.
Because, you know, she told Ethelie and them that Buddy took her to see me at the hospital.
And she shouldn't have never did that.
No, she shouldn't have never did that. Buddy said she come right on back and told her. So, but she just like all the rest of them, she just get that lick in and she want to talk. You heard her say today, who that, who you talking about? So she can tell it, you know.
Yeah, she grabbed the cow by the tail there once. And she said, oh, I'm just breaking in. I thought it was Jake's niece.
Yeah, sure.
And I left.
Did she go right on out there and tell it?
Yes, she was. Yeah, I heard Miss Liza say it so. I don't ride on either one of them.
I knew you didn't.
I heard Miss Liza say it so and so.
I knew you didn't. That's one way to ignore her, because she's a mess.
I just talk about her.
Well,
I'll let you go, but honey, you got to straighten up then.
I'm telling you, some straightening up got to be done.
You got to straighten up, because I'm going to be the place after Wild Women's and you want to come
here. You want to come here, that's right, I know it. I'm just trying to wait till that order come through for that apartment. You think I'm lying, but I'm sure going. Because I'm sicker out here. I'm just so sick. I don't know what to do.
I'm sitting over there by yourself.
Yeah, sure.
Nothing but the... He gonna say something.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm right here because I had a drunken husband like that, and I divorced that man. I divorced that man.
I don't blame you.
I'm not gonna put up with it now because I'm old.
Yeah, that's right. You're getting old and you can't put up with
I'm already old enough, for that was my first marriage. There's two things I can't put up with. That's a drunk and a gambler.
That's right.
Well,
I can put up with a gambler, but for God's sake, don't come home drunk and raging, saying it. Tearing up everything. I used to have a gambler.
Well, now, if a gambler like this, if he bring me the money or get to pay bills and things, it's all right. But if some people are come for their job, and you don't see me till Monday morning, then you see me just like you want me to wake up Monday morning.
Yeah, that's right. Doris's daddy, Isaiah, was a gambler.
Yeah.
He gambled. But he come home and get that money out and put it on the bed and count it and give me so much and so much. Then he put the rest of it in his pocket. Well, see, he be done give me.
Well, it ain't nothing to say then. Cause
that's the way.
If what you give him, if he throw it away, that's him.
That's the way he used to do me at Christmas time.
When he worked
down there to the building where he worked. He worked down there and, everybody give him. And sometimes he'd come home with $250 for Christmas presents. Sometimes they'd give him boxes, you know, different things, and he'd come home and put that money on the bed and give me about $50 anyhow.
Well, I know what you mean about that, because I know now, just like I just told you, I said, now, okay, you can go out there and drink it up if you want to, pour it away, or put in meat or anything, no kind of meat, I'll be telling you.
Yeah.
Put in meat or any kind of way you want.
But that'll be his money.
That's your money. I don't care what he do, because I got money.
That's right, sure.
If you want to go out there and give his money away or throw it away and stand around and swallow a bit, that's him.
Sure.
That's just like I say about your brother. Now, he'll get his pocket full of money, come in here and give it away. But now he know he got a place to go eat. And sleep. He don't pay for sleep. He don't pay for eat.
He don't pay for nothing.
So he ain't got nothing to worry about.
He ain't got a thing to worry about.
See?
That's right.
Not a thing to worry about. I sure start to worry about eating if it wasn't me. And then if it was me, after he done stopped like it is, my eyes done come up now. I just tell him, if you give me the $5, I got them just as good the month when you didn't give me nothing.
That's right.
So now you just don't give me the $5, you buy you on the back and stuff. Now you get his back and all $5 and feed him a week.
Well, he gonna be coming to your house for something to eat before the month's over with.
Hey, you know what he ever do?
What?
He ever go up there to the floor, and I declare the floor can't stand. Richard came to meet him in a car. Yes, sir. Because what this lady name is Smith. She said she can't stand, the people talking about they can't stand how Miss Smith let him work around her house. Because it's so dirty. That's right.
Well, she said herself that he won't work when he get his check.
Well, okay then. But them people cannot stand that thing.
I don't think she bothering with him much either, because he ain't been down there to do no work in a long time.
Maybe they don't hold a meeting, because I know they used to say that. They couldn't stand it. Well, okay, I'll let you go.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I'm sorry about, you know. Because, let me tell you this, because Rob was out there the other day.
Rob Wood
was out there the other day and over on the tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, when he saw him out there, great goodness. He liked to have a fit. Well, you know, to say he arrested him one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he just don't. So, Gary told him, say, you better stop. Okay, and then another thing come up, and he said, she said, somebody, you could be working for JB, and great goodness, he liked to have a fit. And she said, you better stop cussing these white people.
Oh, he be cussing behind in the back.
He must be.
Oh, girl, that's vain.
Because I know they'd be to knock his teeth out.
I started to tell her this evening. Every time I go, there, quite natural. I guess she just be doing it, you know. She asked me, I know it's that 4 or 5 times, how soon.
Yeah, I heard her ask you that.
And so, you know, it made me think, you know, I've been thinking that. But I had told Jake a couple of days ago, I said, next time she do it, I'm going to tell her. I said, why are you asking about food? I said, he said he hit Susan in the head with the bottle. I said, Susan got in about that. I said, he swallowed it. I said, he told her all down about Bozeman or somewhere. I said, I don't know who told her. But she knew it.
Yeah.
And she got at him about it. But I wouldn't say it.
Because
you might figure you told her or something like that, you see.
Well,
and that's
I didn't tell.
I know it. I know it. But I didn't say that. I figured she might feel like that, you see. And then you had to be cussed out or even be dogged about that, you see.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's why I didn't say nothing.
He got hurt believing it knocked out, his teeth ain't knocked out.
Let me see now. Jake, how long that been when he went running for down here? That been about 2 or 3 ago, wasn't it?
Sure enough.
Oh, man, about 3 summers ago. They had that nigga sailing off and I tell me that nigga turning off that road going through a boom like a V8.
Sure enough.
Anyway, you see him and get his money, he come back in. And just sweet and beg back and over. Trying to just like, Susan got him behind him.
Boy,
Susan, you my friend. You this and the other. You can't make me and you fall out this. Yeah, I don't know that nigga.
B done went out and told a bunch of lies.
You just don't know that nigga.
That's how old
that
B done.
Who he could be?
Well, don't you know he ain't fooling me, because I know he don't talk about
don't
them
you
people
know that
like that
man
before
ain't
they face.
That man?
Before they face.
I better leave these white people. Now, he said he gonna cuss out the white people when he get
me. Yeah, say so you better stop talking about these white people. Something she told me, I was a pimp. I told her, I was going to tell everything I knew.
He was like, he could go around and cuss out these men. And you know, I'm going to tell you, he ain't got very many white friends up there.
I know that. You ain't got very many no kind.
Who want you?
I know all about it.
Who
ain't got very many no kind.
And don't you know if he cuss them people out like that now? Miss Bessie
says she don't speak to him.
Well, who else do?
I
hope I can keep from seeing him. I'm telling the truth, because they'll be here. I come there, and he'll be your yard out, and if it wasn't for a pit, I told you, I said, that's tough. And I said, hey, we are fast and keep him.
Yeah.
I sure did, because I said a bad word when I drove up there and seen him in the yard.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's going to become of me. That's the truth.
Well, honey, he is tough, though. A whole lot of his gun happened, he'd have caused it with his mouth. That's right.
Very talkative.
That's right.
He got that from his mom. His mom is just the same way. She tell everything she know. Tell
and
everything.
And some things that don't know, they tell
Sure she do. Go right on down there to Eppley and talk. And carry on all that stuff.
And you see, she go down there and talk to her. Well, you see, when Jake get there, she gonna talk to Jake, you see. Ethel Lee gonna tell Jake. Well, and she don't tell Jake, she'll tell Buddy and them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, but that's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. See, when she go up there and sit on Miss Bessie them pool.
Mm-hmm.
And told.
Yeah, but Buddy said that. Say she go down there and get a drink from Miss Daisy.
And Miss Daisy told. Mm-hmm. They be together, they gonna tell
mm-hmm.
it. Well, now, don't you know that Doris right there? And well, now, oh, my Lord.
It's one thing, the reason why he don't come up there so much on the kind of mistake. You know, she ain't working now. When she see him out here, she opens that back door and stands in it.
All right, well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, on the counter,
mm-hmm.
well, she done told Miss Jackson and Miss
Davis, too. Sure, no, she opened that back door and she stands in that door.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime at night, I see her opening that back door. I say to myself, something gonna knock.
Mm-hmm.
Scared
mm-hmm.
to death. Something gonna scare to death out there one these
mm-hmm.
nights. Stand up in that back door.
I know what
mm-hmm.
you mean.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
She right there looking.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, this is why people talking, just
mm-hmm.
like I'm telling you.
Yeah, sure.
And it come right out of your house, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it comes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure, it come out of there.
That's right.
Come right out the house.
Mm-hmm. That's
mm-hmm.
where it comes from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did. She told me one time, not too long ago, that Doris didn't like me. I said, well, I haven't done anything to Doris. I said, when to start off, me and Doris was pretty good friends. I said, but Doris, I'm sick now. And I said, I don't have any legs, and I can't run around with Doris.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Doris like to have somebody to run around.
Well,
with.
You know, she said that the other night, see, when, before you got on, see, everywhere Doris turns, it used to be right with Doris.
Yeah, well, sure,
to,
well, now.
In case they used to run right with Doris, they used to be doing the same thing Doris
mm-hmm.
was doing.
Yeah,
now,
well, we
about Doris,
yeah, yeah, well, we wasn't running around.
If you had your two ladies, you'd be right with Doris?
Well, maybe I would. Maybe I would. If she come and ask me to come go out, sure, I'll go with her. Because she, I'm not supposed to be a princess or something like that. But
and then you're a single woman.
Sure I am.
Mm-hmm.
Sure I am.
Now,
yeah, and she spoke
again. If you had a husband, I wouldn't say go out and stay out all night for
no.
your husband. Now you're a single woman.
No.
You're supposed to stay out later than she did.
That's right. If I don't come home at all, that'll be all right. Because
well,
I ain't got nobody. Because I ain't got nobody waiting on me.
That's right. Even your baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell mama myself.
But she spoke words. She spoke that. Mm-hmm. And, Buddy said, I seem like to me she said it before, Dart, poor Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And Buddy say, wonder how come she always starting some kind of old shit like that. He wanted to get kind of hot, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he spoke it out loud right here in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm not paying her any attention. I said,
mm-hmm.
just don't say nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she said that. So
mm-hmm.
I told her, I said, well, I ain't done nothing to her.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't done a thing to her. I don't do as much to her as all them other women out there with two legs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do nothing to her at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she don't fault me for doing anything. Because
mm-hmm.
I can't do nothing. What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she speaks all that old kind of stuff and makes
mm-hmm.
me so mad I don't know what to do.
Well, I pray just want to keep something going.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
I said, you'll never get nowhere as long as them two
mm-hmm.
lines.
No, just like she do Willard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She always...
Yeah, because she didn't see which way he went.
Mm-hmm. That's how come
she went
flying in the house. Mm-hmm.
And when you went back in the room, she didn't know what was happening.
No,
I
went back in the room to Titi, because you know if I don't do that when I have to, then before I can lock my chair and get up on my pot, you know, I be done started. So that's how come I went back to do that. And I know, boy, she come in that door like lightning.
Sure did. She
She didn't know which way he went.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was looking at me talking, he passed along on the bike.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up towards Doris
uh-huh,
and me.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't see me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But honey, when you went back in that room,
mm-hmm.
and she thought you closed the room door.
Yeah.
She looked back in the room, you see.
Uh-huh.
And you ought to see it up, get me.
Mm-hmm.
She like, run over my toes.
I know it.
You're like, you some little girl, and she
mm-hmm.
can't stop
yeah,
you.
It's like doing some child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. She do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time Willa come here, she don't have, if she about half drunk, she have something to say, make me have to cuss out and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too bad, I'm telling you the truth.
It sure is.
It's pitiful.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. I say about you when I come home, I say, well, I say, I guess he clowned at her. I figured he might want to start something, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I say, Jay, go and see him.
Mm-hmm.
Go and see him. I didn't know what he wanted.
But he didn't clown at me, because I've got everything to throw at him. I'm going to start to throw in things and hitting him. And if I miss him, that's all right, but I'm going to start to throw in him. Because I'm tired of foolishness, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you got your phone. You could call for help.
Mm-hmm.
So you sure could call the police.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And the police will sure come when
mm-hmm.
James Lee may come.
Mm-hmm.
And if I just wouldn't bite my tongue, if, because, see, he done tempted to hit you twice.
Mm-hmm.
I know one Sunday night I was there, you were talking about hitting
you. Oh, yeah, that's the third time now.
Oh, gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the third time. That was the third time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to get drunk there one of these nights and hit you or knock you out of that chair.
And I'm
going
to lay him out, too. I hope to lay him out.
Mm-hmm.
If I get me enough money, I'm going to get me a little pistol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you need something like that now, because
mm-hmm.
that red boy,
mm-hmm.
he like that. He don't have no legs. But, you know, they fix his car where he could drive, don't go. He's
come
from Vietnam.
Down up there in Reddick.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I heard about
now,
that.
His mother's good friend.
Uh-huh. I heard about that man with no legs up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he concerned. He got his girlfriend. He got a baby. He done got him a baby.
Sure enough. God, he got everything. He got everything.
Yeah. Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sound like the girl told Jake, that ain't had nothing to do with the legs.
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
just like I say about you,
mm-hmm.
now.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Cause you ain't got no leg. That don't say it. Everything move from you.
That's right.
Okay,
no.
So women's got two legs and don't have no feet.
Don't have. That's right. Sure.
Sure,
mm-hmm.
that's right, ain't it?
Sure, you're right.
No.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
He doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
But now he got him a little pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps it with him all the time.
Uh-huh.
Who that listening?
No telling. I don't know who it is. Some of them old children. I'm going to report it, too.
Mm-hmm. And he's trying to keep it with him for protection, you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All the time, you see. Well, I mean, his mother go to work
uh-huh.
by himself.
Uh-huh. Somebody did that today when I was talking to Miss Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to get him told I'm going to tell the operator. And me and Miss Hall had to hang up. It was so bad.
Well, you see, there's no school today, and it might be those school children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it was a grown place that asked you for the line.
Yeah, that's right. If it was,
be that
if it's important, that's
mm-hmm.
right. Mm-hmm. They
wouldn't be that nasty.
Tomorrow I'm going to report it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you got a telephone, you're supposed to talk as long as you want to.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody else want to use the line,
mm-hmm.
and it's important, they should ask you
mm-hmm.
for the line.
Yeah, that's
see,
because right.
that's what made you and got a private line.
Mm-hmm.
See, people used to do me like that when my line wasn't private.
Mm-hmm.
But if I pick up my phone and somebody talking,
yeah.
I put it back down.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and then
the way
I go
do.
Back again. If it's important, I ask, I say, excuse me for breaking in.
Mm-hmm.
You all let me use this.
That's right.
Just
sure.
for a minute and get it.
Sure, if it's
I
important.
I call
that's right.
thing or do something in front
mm-hmm.
of me. You know where I want to go or something.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going.
Well, we'll hang it up now.
Yeah, let them go ahead on and use it and get through with it.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow I'm going to report it.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody did me that today when I was talking to Miss Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it so bad, so we had to hang up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll call
okay,
you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll come in for the week.
All right.
Okay,
okay.
Bye.
Bye.
The very first incident we ever had in America.